This morning, we're also keeping watch on the rising tide of government spending. When Congress approved the huge stimulus bill, it set up a website called recovery.gov to let citizens track all those billions of dollars. There happens to be another site out there with a very similar name. Recovery.com also tracks the stimulus spending. As NPR's Martin Costi found, Recovery.com already has information that the government site won't have until next month, providing a sneak peek on how the stimulus spending is going.
Onvia is one of those Seattle tech companies that survived the dot-bomb era by getting into a very specialized niche. It now collects and sells data on government procurement. Chief Information Officer Eric Gillespie says the company tracks the spending habits of more than 80,000 public entities, states, cities, counties, even mosquito abatement districts.
Millions and millions of transactions that are happening around the country all the time, whether you sell paving services for highways or you sell copy paper, we let you know when someone at any level of government wants to buy what you're selling.
So when the stimulus bill was being considered, the company realized that it was in a unique position to help track that spending. It tried and failed to sell its services to the government, so then it opted for the next best thing. It set up its own version of the government stimulus tracking website. Recovery.com looks a lot like recovery.gov, but the .com version also invites the public to comment on particular projects. That generates plenty of angry venting, though it's not always clear that the commenters realize that they're not actually talking to the government.
I think there has been some confusion, you know, over the names.
Ed Pound is the spokesman for Recovery.gov, which is run by the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board. He'd rather not get into a prolonged discussion of Recovery.com.
I haven't really evaluated their information. I think they do a good job, but they have a different mission than we do. They're a profit-making venture. We are not.
But the fact is, because Onvia collects real-time information about contracts, it finds out how the states are spending the stimulus dollars before the feds do. And Eric Gillespie says that's providing some early insights on the stimulus itself. For one thing, he says, local governments seem to be getting bargains. With the cost of supplies down and competition fierce, the bids for stimulus projects are coming in 16% lower than usual. But Onvia's data also show that money is being spent very slowly. That's certainly been the experience of Tony Seeger, a contractor in Seattle.
We're seeing more opportunities, but we don't see any more awards.
Seeger's company does a lot of government building work, and he's bid on several of the stimulus projects. But so far, he says, there has yet to be a contract awarded for a single one of them.
They're telling me they're overburdened. I had a representative from the Army Corps of Engineers tell me that there's five or six of them, contracting officer types, and that they have over 100 projects laying that they have to execute. There's no physical way for them to do it.
At Onvia, Eric Gillespie has another theory. He says the government is so worried about waste, things have been slowed down by excessive caution. And in fact, Vice President Joe Biden admitted as much in a recent speech.
The criticism was legitimate of me, that we were moving too slowly to distribute taxpayers' funds in those first 100 days. But I thought we had to set up a system to ensure that those taxpayers' funds weren't wasted.
Biden said things are now speeding up, and that's backed up by the data on recovery.com. A wave of projects is getting close to the award stage, and that may produce a similar wave of new jobs next spring. One project that's already been awarded, $18 million to a software company in Maryland for a complete redesign of recovery.gov. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.